producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A present, a big present, with a big hug and a big kiss, is this radio broadcast that airs from 4 a.m. until 10 a.m. East Coast time every day of the week. Hello to Diane Purcell, to Jan Charlemonte, to Irene Vargas, to Elsie Hickman, Jasmine Jimmerman, Tammy Morrow.
Get out.
Lynn Lucas.
Jasmine Zimmerman.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Lynn Lucas.
Yeah.
Lynn Lucas. What a great name.
Yeah, it is a good name. All right, the names of the players here include Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. You know, Kenny, I feel like I have somehow left you in a lurch. I know. I'm sorry.
He has been awfully quiet.
He has been quiet because I haven't gotten good updates on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm guessing there's probably some pretty juicy stuff there, although every once in a while I know you find this hard to believe, boys and girls, that I get distracted.
What now?
Shiny penny. Shiny
Sometimes penny. I don't always go down the street that I plan to go down. It's one of those things.
Well, I never saw that coming.
Use the correct English. I would never have seen that coming.
Whatever. Shut up. Move along.
Well, remember, we're not using that word anymore.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Yeah. Shut up. Right. Move along. We're not using, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's it. All right, so Kenny, you want to be the star of the day. Who will it be? Let's make our listeners who are using social media connect with us to connect. Let's make them the stars. What are they saying? What are they reading?
Well, yesterday we were talking about the Cheerios recall because their gluten-free cereal was
not quite
chock full of gluten.
Remember, chock full of nuts, chock full of gluten, that heavenly feeling.
And Darla says that celiac disease is no joke. It's a serious allergy to gluten.
Yep.
Can be fatal, and I hope you're not joking about that.
Doug, don't you have celiac disease?
I have.
I have a minor
problem with celiac, and also I'm trying to stay away from gluten everything. And I'm doing a much better job of it because in the supermarkets, Mara's very connected and watches that stuff.
But gluten isn't bad for you unless you have celiac
disease. No, it isn't bad for you at all unless you have an allergic reaction to it.
Right.
That's what I have.
Right.
Like I have an allergic reaction to milk and dairy products and stuff if they are processed. If they're not processed, raw, any dairy is fine with me. But if it's processed, I usually have a little gaseous reaction to it. I know you find
you're
that
gaseous,
hard to believe, too.
No matter what you have, processed or not processed.
No kidding.
A little too much information. I think
Darla's comment came about because when we were talking about this, we were kind of joking, not about people who have this serious disease, but about the larger group of people who go gluten-free because they think it's a weight loss plan.
Yeah, I remember thinking exactly. I mean, I remember saying exactly that, oh, my gosh, you know, there is the 1% that's not for you, the 1% that have the real severe issues with gluten. So many people think that gluten's a bad word now because they think it's a diet, when it truly this is something that people do because their health depends on.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, good comment. Kenny, what else?
Lots of comments about whether anybody is going to watch the first Democrat presidential debate next week.
Yeah, what are most people saying?
No.
Really?
Shauna says no because I have gone to Ireland and I will miss all the political yammering. Isn't that a shame?
Oh, she lives in Ireland now.
Yeah.
But she follows us on Good Day. That's nice.
Yes, she does.
All right. So she won't care. What else?
John says, undoubtedly I'll watch. Andy says it will be a media love fest. And Mike says, no, I don't like what Democrats stand for. I like to choose how my insurance works, et cetera, et cetera.
Democrats or Republicans don't stand for anything except what benefits them.
I would love to see the debate start with them asking Hillary Clinton to take a pledge that she's not going to run.
Independent?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. You think that'll happen?
Yeah, right. What network is it on, by the way?
It's CNN.
It is CNN. Okay. All right. So what about Joe Biden? Let's, as an aside for a moment, look at Joe Biden, who's leading Hillary Clinton in Florida in the polls. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't have much support. I think it's a mistake for him to run because I don't think his heart is in it. But he might be a better candidate for the Democrats, depending on who the Republicans end up with. If it's Joe Biden versus Marco Rubio, I'd have a hard time. There's nothing about Rubio that impresses me.
Seriously? You'd vote for Joe Biden?
I don't know who I'd vote for. I think I'd vote for myself if that were the case. Right in for Doug.
New Quinnipiac poll out this morning, Doug, for Florida.
Yep.
Hillary versus Trump, neck and neck.
Really? Yeah.
Biden versus Trump,
he wins.
Biden wins.
Yeah.
Biden, for me, as someone who will vote for a Republican, is he's much scarier than Hillary Clinton.
Biden.
Hillary Clinton, yeah, oh yeah.
Why?
The only thing that someone will be able to do to him, and it'll be like a two-pronged punch, and that first person, if he jumps in, will be Hillary Clinton. She'll be the only one that says, your heart's really not in this. You're just doing this because of your son, and she'll kind of nail him on that level. But then I think
that's
the Republicans, it's very dangerous, but she'll do it. Don't think that she won't. A Republican won't, but she would. Now, if he happens to advance past that, the Republicans will say, it'll be easy for them to say, do you want another 8 years of Obama? Because this guy's going to continue Obama's stuff. Mm-hmm.
But the scary part is, Biden has a likability factor.
And he also has Elizabeth Warren.
Say what you want about him, but he's likable. Hillary is not.
He is going to run with Elizabeth Warren, and that is a very scary combo. He has a lot of fans, Dougie. Scream and yell.
Not me.
Got a lot of fans.
I'm not a fan. My daughter tells me I would like her better if I understood how she stood on a lot of the social issues that I'm strong on. It just, you know what? This is a horrible, horrible thing for me to say.
Oh, everybody get your emails ready. Hold on.
Finger on the button.
Wait.
Doug at Doug7.com. Okay, go.
I don't like her haircut. I do not like her appearance. I don't like her presence. There's nothing of it. She looks like another Irish female politician. Say what you will, throw whatever you want at the radio. You're
Mister,
a sexist
I
pig,
love women.
Whatever.
I just think women are great. You're totally sexist.
I like women in politics.
Yeah, but you like women that look a certain way.
Right.
Well,
that
I don't know whether they look a certain way or not look a certain
for
way.
For some reason, he likes Hillary.
She doesn't
look a certain way.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. Why can't we get... This is what's so frustrating about this. Why can't we get somebody who's really good...
And pretty.
...to run for the presidency?
Pretty
or not.
I know what I mean.
Of the three women who might be queens here... the one that seems to strike a chord with me is Carly Fiorina, but I think she's an ice queen.
All right, so I have to play this game with you. There are three female candidates that we're talking about here. Have you heard of the game Kill, Marry, and Boom Chicka Boom Boom?
No.
Okay, so you have to pick one. You play this in groups of threes. I can't believe you guys haven't played this in bars.
You pick one
to push off of a cliff, one to marry, and one to boom chicka boom boom. Go, Dougie.
What? Give me that again?
Okay, of those three ladies we just mentioned, Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Carly Fiorina, one to bump off a cliff, one to marry, and one to boom chicka boom boom. Go.
None of them. Well,
no, you have to play the game.
No, you have to.
It's impending death if you don't play. Go.
From who?
Just play. Gosh.
He can't answer the boom boom question. He'll
yes, he can. Who would you boom boom of those three?
None of them.
She has a good. You have to pick one.
I'm not going
to
boom any one of them because there's.
What? Okay, fine. Rich, will you play? Ken, will you play?
Yeah,
Doug is such a dork.
No, I'm not a dork. Who would
you're
I push
not,
out
you're
the
ruining
cliff?
All my fun.
I'd push Ellen. I would push. I would push. What's her face?
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. She'd go.
All right,
up
now
the
which one would you marry and which one would you boom chicka boom?
Which one would I marry?
I'd marry Fiorina and Boom Boom Hillary.
Yeah, okay. Not me.
But you'd kill Elizabeth Warren, too, so you'd marry Hillary.
I'm off. I'm out of all those.
No, I'd marry Hillary. Oh.
You'd marry Hillary?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess then you could have mistresses like
Kenny.
Bill.
Right,
good choice.
She doesn't seem to care. So.
What about it, Kenny? What about you? Ken. You want to answer those questions?
Well, I'd prefer to push all three off.
No! Come on! You guys just do not play right.
But that's okay. I could have married one and have a big insurance policy on it.
Yeah, right. That's it.
No fun.
Hi to Amy Mann and Ted
play with me.
Leo, Lisa Lamparelli, and Dave Davies all listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 16 past the hour.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health, but did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, two glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, 19 FDR. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. The Air Force was in Afghanistan. The U.S. is taking responsibility for that hospital airstrike. Should we? We did it. I guess we ought to stand up and take responsibility for it. But what does that word mean? I always remember back the first time I ever really heard it and put it into a political perspective was when Bill Clinton first had become president, and he and Janet Reno decided to bomb the hell out of the Waco mission where what's-his-face was. I can remember.
Koresh.
David Koresh. Thank you, Richie. And then they said afterwards, 86 people were killed, a lot of children. And they said they took full responsibility. And I remember saying on the air then, what the hell does that mean? What? You're going to go to jail because you murdered all those people? What does it mean you took responsibility?
No, they're going to write a check using our money.
Yeah.
To Doctors Without Borders.
Right. And that's in this circumstance. That's a great. Doctors Without Borders, they're called in French Médecins Sans Frontières, by the way, Pierre. Do you know that?
No, I did not.
Médecins Sans Frontières.
Oui.
Oui.
Thank you for bringing that to me.
Médecins Sans Frontières. I sound pretty good for it.
Yeah, you do, actually. You should,
Médecins
you
Sans Frontières. Really. Anyway. So this was a bad mistake. Happens, just another casualty of war, and yet these bozos say we need to leave 5,000 troops over in Afghanistan. Why? Give us one good reason to have one more American life.
So the Taliban doesn't
terror.
Become ISIS.
Ah, they've been around a long time. They're not going to get any worse than they are. Unless we, well, they get worse
than nice
we
guys.
Are buying their drugs, because that's how they survive. 21 after.
Oh.
okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By 23 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You Google the Peterson Farm Brothers, you'll come up with some pretty clever videos. I think we've had a couple of them in the past, have we not, Kenny? Peterson Farm Brothers. Okay, so the video of the day today was discovered by Ms. Meredith, who enjoyed their parody of Katy Perry's hit Roar. They have reworked it to reflect their lives as farmers, and now the title of this is Chore. You got to see them in the truck and on the farm doing their thing, but it's kind of fun to listen to the audio as well, so here we go.
We should do a parody. Right, we always do parodies. No, like a parody. Like Katy Perry.
No, not gonna happen.
You know what? What if the next song that comes on the radio, if it is a Katy Perry song, we're gonna do a Katy Perry.
In the bunches like my dad. Now I'm a farmer too. I grow your beef for you. I guess you might not know just what it takes to help produce those thick and juicy steaks. It starts with guys like me out on the farm, you see. I load the corn, I load the hay, then the silage fills it all the way. The wagon turns, I pull ahead. The cattle know that they about to get fed. They hear the noise, they run around. Hey! Cattle thunder gonna shake the ground. It smells so good, they see it now. I got the eye of the bull, my head is there at top, staring through the sunshine, since I am a farmer, and they wanna see me. Sure, morning and night, cause I am a farmer, and they wanna see me.
Is that cool?
That's too bad.
These are real farm dudes.
Now the cattle know that I'm their guy. Treat them right, keep them healthy and alive. I paid to the hero, so I'm their hero.
The market's
go down, the costs go up.
Hey!
The farming life can get so rough. I feed in the snow, I feed in the rain. The weather makes you go insane.
It can hold me down, but I'll get up.
Hey!
A true farmer will never give up. I love my job, and I know that
I got the eye of the bovine.
All right. So you can watch the whole thing. Listen to it, enjoy it, have some fun. Connected to the farm, the Peterson Farm Brothers doing a parody of Katy Perry's song, Roar, at DougStephan.com. Speaking of farm news, there is probably not much between now and maybe even Thanksgiving. You say Halloween, but certainly Thanksgiving. There isn't much going on in the world of agriculture that's not touched by a pumpkin. I was looking at the flyer from Trader Joe's last night. There were five pages of pumpkin, this pumpkin,
that. I can't wait. I know.
Pumpkin everything.
I am a pumpkin hag.
You are.
Oh, my gosh. It is my favorite time of the year. And I love going into Trader Joe's, and there's so many different pumpkins that you can buy. And they sell out, by the way.
Yes. Everything. Ice cream, pies, cakes.
Oh, my gosh. The best things at Trader Joe's.
It's getting so bad now. People are, like, going through withdrawals with pumpkin stuff after the season is over.
Yeah, it's like
my pumpkin beer leaves. I'm so
sad. Pumpkin beer. Yeah.
You know what? I got past the church this weekend. They had pumpkin spiced sermons.
Bada bada boom. That's very clever, Richie.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, there will be fewer pumpkins because the rain has dented the pumpkin crop out there to a point. But lots of it on the East and West Coast. Lots of pumpkins. Pumpkins, they call them.
No.
Pumpkins.
No, it's pumpkins.
28 after on good day.
What is the best time to take your blood pressure meds, morning or night? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Hypertension is when your blood pressure is abnormally high over months to years. It causes heart attacks, strokes, and kidney failure. That's why we treat it. Here's the thing. Remember, it's normal for your blood pressure to vary at different times of the day. It should be at its lowest in the middle of the night when you're sound asleep. If it's not, you've got a problem, as hypertension in the middle of the night is associated with a higher risk of death. New research says taking your blood pressure meds at night not only keeps your nighttime blood pressure down, it also decreases your risk of getting diabetes. DCOC advice: in light of this new research, ask your doctor if taking your hypertensive meds at night is the right thing for you. This is Dr. Chambers on call. If you want to laugh, catch my new video on how often single millennials wash their sheets. It's on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Musicians save up to 30% on over a quarter million instruments during Guitar Center's Fall Savings Event. Pick up the legendary Fender Squire Strat or a classic Yamaha acoustic guitar, both under $100. Two Zildjian ZBT cymbals for $69. A three-pack of the Dario electric or acoustic guitar strings for $10. Or create your own deal with a 15% off coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Good on select single items, $199 or more. Check out hundreds of items priced too low to advertise this Thursday through Monday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here we go again with another half hour of the Good Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Such a nice thing for us to be with you on the Good Day program. Richard Fan at controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media. It's time now for audience participation on the Good Day program. 888-302-3684. Please tell us who Tomas Lindahl, Paul Modric, and Aziz Sankar are. Tomas Lindahl, Paul Modric, and Aziz Sankar all have something in common.
They're the guys who play Snap, Crackle, and Pop in the commercials, right?
Sorry, Rich. You were incorrect. Tomas Lindahl, Paul Modric, Aziz Sankar have something that brings them together in literal terms. What is that? 888-302-3684 for the satisfaction of knowing the identity and connection with Tomas Lindahl, Paul Modric, and Aziz Sankar. Work on that as we continue to focus on other things that people are talking about and benefiting from. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you what you think about this new exercise pill in a bottle that could replace your workout. Story at DougSteffen.com. This is something that may be a reality. Scientists have mapped 1,000 changes that physical activity causes in the body to create drugs that have the same effects. The drugs mimic the benefits of exercise, and I'm trying to figure out how this works. I'll be talking to my trainer about this morning. Drugs for exercise. While you sit with your lazy butt on a chair in front of the television set, these pills could be providing you with the same benefits as working out. I find that hard to believe. How are you going to get muscles out of a pill? I suppose you could ask the people that are on steroids.
So much of the benefit of exercise is mental. I mean, I get that a pill can probably fix you physically. Yep. But, I mean, really, why do people walk? I mean, I know when I'm feeling stressed, the first thing I think is, okay, I got to go home and I got to go for a walk around the neighborhood.
Well,
because,
they make a pill for that, Jennifer.
Yeah, but because, it makes you feel connected. It gets you outside. Yep. I mean, those are the kind of things that people
if you
use
really,
exercise
if you
could, for.
If you get down, if I had Dr. Jack or Ken or Ron here, they would tell you that exercise is the most powerful therapy for most human diseases, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, neurological disorders. I'm not sure how it works as a treatment option for cancer, but I know that for most of the things that would bother you in terms of becoming sick, you exercise and you won't get sick. Skeletal muscle. You've been hearing me a lot talk about building up your muscles as you get older to hold your bones and your skeleton together.
The real purpose of this pill is for people who can't exercise. Chronic disease, who have had injuries. Think of Superman, Christopher Reeve. Mm-hmm. What could it have been done for him had he been able to have muscle growth while he was in that wheelchair? And would it have been able to, you know, having muscle growth helps the rest of your body survive. So if you're bound to a wheelchair, how do you work out? How do you grow? Some people can, some people cannot. So things like that. And then for the elderly who can't work out, if they have bigger, better, healthier muscles, how would it affect their health and their longevity?
Well, this is an analytical chemistry technique they've put together, mass spectrometry. That's what they've used to come up with these proteins that are supposed to have the same impact on you as exercise. I do not believe that they have anything to do with your muscles, Richie. I think it's just how it affects the organs that might be affected by the exercise. I don't see in here correctly
or
not. It's about muscle growth.
Mm-hmm.
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 And how do you get I don't understand how you get muscle growth without moving the muscles.
Exactly.
How does that work?
Right.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Exactly. Neither do I. Yeah. That's why we're not scientists.
Nor do we play them on the radio. Anyway.
Come close.
So this pill, the question that we have in the poll today about the pill, A, sounds great. Where can I get one? B, interesting idea, but I bet it'll cost a fortune. C, I might try it after we find out about potential side effects. D, sounds too good to be true. E, we have too many drugs anyway. I'll pass.
This is kind of like the self-driving car, except for our bodies, right?
Yeah, kind of, in a sense. Yeah.
It exercises us without actually us having to do anything.
Here's a guy who's done some of the research at the University of Sydney. Quote, this is a major breakthrough. Allows scientists to use this information to design a drug that mimics the true benefits that are caused by exercise. See, what I see here is just a cheap ploy by the drug companies to develop something else that will sell their products and keep you lazy. That's all this is. You can say that it's for the people who are sick who can't do it, but that's not how it's going to be used.
For the elderly, the paralyzed.
Yeah, that's great. If it's used that way, great. But that isn't going to be the way it's used.
But you know, you're
people
right.
Who
no,
won't
you're
get
right.
Their butts
it'll
off
be mass
of a couch.
Marketed, and you'll be able to buy it over the counter, and all the fat, lazy people will walk in and buy it, take it, and go look at me.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah. All right, so anyway, was that the intention you had for putting that story out there, Kenny?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we've...
I just wonder what side effects this thing is going to have.
Yep.
And like actual exercise, you have to continue to increase it because you get used to it.
Right.
So you're
going
to have
lift
to constantly
weights.
Up the...
So take more pills.
Dosage.
Yeah.
My wife's cousin is a plastic surgeon, and he has two main things. He goes, I do butts and boobs.
Nice.
And that's pretty much what he does. He goes, yeah, sure, I do other eyes and ears and all that other kind of stuff.
Take some of the stuff from the butt to put in the boobs?
But 90% of the surgeries he does is butts and boobs.
Do you know the butt thing is really scary?
He says, you know, with the liposuction, he says they always come back for more. Because you take it out once, and then they don't diet, and they get right back.
Well, and
they have to come back and do it again.
Wherever you suck, it doesn't grow fat back, so you can get, like, a really bubbly appearance. so that's why they keep coming back. But have you seen the people that are getting butt implants? There was a lady's picture circulating on Facebook. Well, because Kim Kardashian's made that big, fat, juicy rear end very famous, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so there's a lady, and somebody died from a butt implant gone wrong. But now there's another lady floating around on social media. I just saw her today, and it looks like she has a flashlight in one of her cheeks. I mean, because the implants all got squished up.
Where
and
is
hardened.
Sir Mix-a-Lot when we need energy? 888-302.
That drive-through.
360.
I'd like a J-Lo, please.
Pearl in Ney, Ohio. You're not related to the town. Is named for Bob Ney, former congressman. Is it Pearl?
No. No, it's some soldier. I can't remember. Some colonel or something.
Look it up.
All right. So you know what connects Tomas Lindahl, Paul Modrick, and Aziz Sankar?
Yeah, they won the Nobel Prize for Science.
They did, in fact. The chemists that they are together, they've worked. The honor came for their work in the study of DNA repair, the mechanistic study of DNA repair. So I'm wondering, as we think that through, whether or not you can repair some of the things they worked on by taking these pills that'll come for exercise. What do you think of that idea, Pearl?
I don't know. Anything's possible.
Do you exercise?
Not enough.
No.
Would you take a pill?
Would you take a pill?
Would I take a pill in place of exercise? No, yes. I don't think so.
No,
it
good for you.
It's weird, right? Yeah.
It is weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, all right. And you're having a nice day, and we're doing a good job entertaining you, I hope.
Yes, you are.
By the way, Pearl, Ney, Ohio is noted as having one of the shortest place names in Ohio. Congratulations.
Oh. Yeah. Easy to write and say.
Yeah,
hey.
I know.
Population
354 in the 2010 census.
Wow. Really? I know Ohio pretty well. Where is Ney, though? I don't know Ney, Ohio.
Defiance.
It's just northwest of Defiance.
Oh, okay. Northwest corner. Yep. Okay.
Okay, how funny is that? So you've got Defiance and Ney?
Yeah.
What is this, you rebellious people?
Very funny. Good job, Jennifer. Hi, Pearl. Nice to have the pleasure of meeting you. Hold on just a second.
Let's go to Joe from Nunya Business, Ohio.
Right next to Beat It.
And no means no.
Yeah. And there's Ralph from Get Off My Lawn, Ohio.
Ralph lives in Columbus. He doesn't live in. All right, 43 after the hour here on Good Day.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Kyle. Go to lumberliquidators.com/week6 for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Now visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The latest Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll reveals 79% of Americans say they go online at least once a day, and 69% think it's necessary to own the latest devices. Bob Wasserman is Senior Vice President of Marketing at Allstate.
Digital capabilities are a great way for consumers to connect, to be informed of news, to hear about topics that are of interest to them, and the Allstate Heartland poll really picked up that thread as we listened to what's important to consumers.
Most Americans say their quality of life has improved because of technology, but there are times they will always prefer personal interactions, like the ones they can find only at local businesses.
The Allstate Heartland poll really reinforced the importance of a local business, but it doesn't mean that digital is not an important part of that relationship. In fact, it's an important way that a local business can supplement their presence.
The survey also revealed Americans think volunteering for a cause makes a bigger impact than simply sharing information through social media. Learn more at HeartlandMonitor.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
These are the things that are trending at the moment at DougStefan.com. The Astros kicked the Yankees' butt.
Oh,
yes.
Big time. It's all because of that CeCe Sabathia, whatever his name
Sabathia.
Is. Sabathia, I always like to call him Sabathia. He went to rehab. Why did he go to rehab the day of the big game?
Yeah.
Come on. Can't you suck it up? I mean, it had to be really bad. He must have been super hammered. For him to go to rehab and leave postseason play.
And all those guys drink anyway. I mean, how can you not drink
like,
and play?
Like, can you wait a week, dude? Jeez. Throwing off the whole chemistry
second
of your team.
Item of interest at DougStefan.com trending today.
Cheerio.
Donald Trump apparently said that George Bush's presidency was a disaster.
Disaster. Can you believe it?
I can't imagine anybody referring to George Bush as a disaster except everybody. So thank you, Donald Trump, for underscoring something that we all knew.
And how much has Donald Trump spent on his campaign this far, by the way?
He's the smartest one of the bunch. He spent the least amount of money. And most people
$2 million. That's probably just in fuel costs flying across the country on his private Trump plane.
Oh, my heavens. All right. Next item that's trending has to do with these nuclear smugglers who tried selling radioactive materials to ISIS. So the FBI busted them. But I'm trying to figure out, the big bad guys got away apparently. Those arrested have evaded long prison sentences, and so they've gone back to doing what they do, kind of like everybody who goes to jail. This came, or apparently started in Eastern Europe. This sounds like the makings of a great movie, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The
and
FBI.
Breaks it up.
Say what?
Not a movie I want to see.
And then Liam Neeson comes in and breaks up.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. This has been going on for 5 years, and the Russians are all over this. Gee, what a surprise that is. The latest known case came in earlier this year when a smuggler offered a huge cache of cesium. I don't know what that is, but it's bad.
The exercise drug.
Enough to contaminate several city blocks.
Yeah,
this is
right.
So scary. Yeah. And, you know, there's a new report out today. The Daily Mail is talking about ISIS. They're threatening to flood Europe with 500,000 migrants from Libya.
Yay.
And they call this not a terrorist attack, but a psychological attack against the West. Because what do we do with 500,000 people that need a place to go? And I guess Gaddafi, remember old Gaddafi from Libya?
Yep.
He predicted this war. Would come. Yeah, he said in 2011 that the war would come to Libya and that the Mediterranean would become a sea of chaos. Isn't that interesting?
Mm. You know, Doug, the KGB is involved in this.
Yeah.
It looks like they're the ones that are driving the black market in nuclear materials.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's scary.
It is, but it's not. The Russians are bad dudes.
I'd like to have this on your business card. Nuclear smuggler.
Yeah, these
you have a business card. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. All right. So
call me for all your smuggling needs. That's
for those of you. We were talking earlier about the SS United States being saved, and it sort of brought me around. I was thinking, but I didn't bring it up because we kind of ran out of time about the fate of this cargo ship. I'm still having a hard time trying to figure this one out, too, and apparently authorities are as well. Why was this ship where it was when everybody else was long gone?
Yeah.
In the middle of this cargo ship.
You will never know the answer to.
Especially with technology. They
They found one person that had drowned, right? The rest of them, there's 32 or 33 still in the drink. So nobody's going to be talking.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You'll never talk to the captain. You'll never talk to anybody from the crew.
Well, at least the captain didn't do what the captain of that ship that went on its side in Italy did, jump off the boat first. They all went down with the ship, which is supposed to be kind of what they do. Isn't that the way maritime, not law, but the customary way of dealing with something like this is you go down with a ship?
No. You get a life raft, you get on one of those little boats, and you wait for somebody to come pick you up.
In 30-foot waves? What are you going to do in the lifeboat? Yeah, the reason the ship went over.
Out.
Well, and a 30-foot wave? What are you, nuts?
You got a whole lot more of a chance in that 30-foot wave with a life vest on. You can ride the wave with a life vest on.
Wait a minute. Here's what the problem is. You have not seen the movie with The Rock called San Andreas, right?
No.
Anybody see that beside me?
No.
Nobody saw that. Okay. So, in the movie, The Rock and whoever the girl is, I guess it's his wife now to think about it, they ride the crest of a 300-foot tidal wave that's coming into San Francisco.
Sounds accurate.
And they're the only ones who survived.
Can they repopulate the planet?
I'm telling you. Listen.
I wouldn't mind doing that with The Rock.
Really?
It's for the good of the world, Rock.
Yes, right. Okay.
Jennifer, sorry about your dog and his mushroom.
His dog ate a mushroom and died last week.
That's sad. All right, let's not have fun at The Rock's expense that way.
No,
anyway.
I like him.
Yeah. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if it's all in our hands and we just walk away? No names, no phone numbers, nothing. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think good old fate is just going to deliver my information right to your doorstep?
Sean Colvin.
Colvin.
Why do you have to... How many people do you think know that it's Colvin versus Colvin?
I did, actually.
Yeah,
Ken, did
anybody
you know?
Anybody has ever heard of Sean Colvin?
Yeah, we all knew.
Right, so Richie's happy to make me look like a dumbass. That's fine.
No, you did that yourself.
Yeah,
I did it myself.
What do you mean for? I just pointed out.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. With love.
I love you.
Dougie.
Hang on. Why are you just putting your middle finger up at me?
When you know, this is Sean, whatever her last name is, from the movie Serendipity. Do we have some
call her, Sean.
Audio from that, Richie?
How can something not happening be a sign?
Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
If they didn't want us to be together, then why did we meet tonight, huh? Gotcha.
Is that your favorite actor, Reggie?
It's my favorite actor. Yeah. I love him. Yeah. Even in sappy chick movies like this, he's still great. Look, Cusack is always Cusack. This is Cusack.
How can something not happening be a sign?
Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
He's the same guy in Say Anything.
Plays himself.
He plays himself. Yeah. It's great. It's always great.
That's what. Now, you look at some of these people that are big actors. They're not acting anymore. They're just being them. Harrison Ford's a pretty good example of that. Jack Nicholson's a good example of that.
Right.
When you
De Niro.
Absolutely, De Niro. Yeah. Yep. Some of those guys have been around for a long time, and they do it well. Number one movie this week in the year 2001 was Serendipity, and so we applaud the actors and its success and bring you up to date on that as we bring us. Wait a minute. Let's try this again. Talk to you on that. Bring you up to date using our knowledge when it comes to movies and videos and DVDs, because Chucker's not here today. So we all have that challenge. And so everyone will contribute in a matter of moments to this effort on Good Day.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screening, sponsored by United Healthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, who goes first? Kenny, you want to go first? You're usually the most intelligent.
Pretty much. The pressure's on. Well, is it okay if it's sort of TV news?
I suppose it's an actor that does both television and movies.
Well, it's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Because American Horror Story Hotel starts tonight, and the real-life hotel, the main hotel in downtown L.A., is getting swamped by people already, and the show hasn't even
started. Where's that hotel, Jen?
I don't know, actually.
I don't either. It doesn't ring a bell with me. Where does it say where it is? Kenny, that doesn't ring a bell at all with me.
No, it used to be called the Cecil Hotel.
In downtown L.A.?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know that one.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, well.
All right, Jennifer, is that your contribution or you got something else to add?
Oh, actually, I can give you some Twilight news.
Really?
You know, Twilight, big film franchise. Well, yeah. Stephanie Meyer has released a new book, and she swaps the genders of the protagonists. Bella becomes Beau, and Edward becomes Edith in the book released on the 10th anniversary of the Twilight series. So, it's 10th anniversary already, if you can believe it.
All right, Richie, what's your contribution?
Everybody's saying that the Steve Jobs movie is a hit job on Steve Jobs.
Yeah, it looks interesting, though, doesn't
it? And that it's supposed to be great. And yeah. That Aaron Sorkin and Danny Boyle, for some reason, had it out for Steve Jobs.
Sorkin has it out
for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Newsroom? Come on.
Yeah.
If you're Fox News, whammo.
And I had the opportunity to take my son on a field trip yesterday, sixth graders, and for a problem-solving field trip where they get different problems presented to them and they have to solve them. And we had just seen The Martian over the weekend where Matt Damon's character has to solve all these, you know, how to grow food on Mars and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I kept saying to Sean, remember The Martian, remember The Martian, remember The Martian. When you try to apply yourself to these problem-solving things, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, it's a good lesson.
So you took away a lot from that.
That's a good thing. Teach our children. Teach, what is it? What was that song? Teach your children.
Teach your children well.
Sometimes movies can do that if they're well done. All right, 59 after this.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.